Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. Bring conviction, awakening, and awareness to the hearts of the hearers of this message. I give you glory, Blessed One, for your anointing, breaking and destroying yokes of bondages in the mighty name of Jesus. St. Matthew chapter 16, verses number 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? What a question that Jesus is responding to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they came to him looking for a sign, an indication from heaven as to what would take place then. But Jesus replied to them in verse 3. He said, you hypocrites, you false pretenders, you can discern the face of the sky. You can look up in the sky and see the different colors in the sky, when the sky is blue, when the sky is red, when the sky looks like it's golden, different colors sometimes. And Jesus said, you can discern, you can distinguish the face of the sky, but how is it that your intelligence, you've been to school, you got degrees, but you're missing the signs that's all around you? And what we want to deal with this morning is discerning the signs of the times, discerning, distinguishing, making out what's happening in the world and on planet Earth. A lot of things that's happening today on this earth has been already foretold in biblical times. Now, a lot of things have taken place on planet Earth even before we was born. And even after we check out of here, a lot of things going to still be taking place until a complete change take place. But here we see in Matthew 16, how Jesus said, listen, when it's foul weather, you can tell me that it's going to be a certain type of day. And you could actually distinguish that because you've been studying that. But he said, how is it that you can't discern the stuff that's happening all around you? Let me bring this home. We must discern the signs of the times that we're in as people. You watch the news and you pick up the paper. You hear all kind of stuff on the TV, which can sometimes be disturbing, and people saying one thing and then somebody coming behind them saying something else. And sometimes people are just so negative. Let me just give it like it is. They're so critical. They're so whatever. But Jesus is telling us we must discern the signs of the times. And the reason why sometimes people don't know what's happening is because half the times people don't want to read. I got a big old amen on that one. People don't want to spend the time finding out information as to what's happening. And the Bible is your best source of telling you what's going to take place in these end times. Now, all across the world, there are certain things happening in different countries. It's one thing when you read about certain things in a third world country like famines, pestilence, earthquakes. It's really heart-wrenching to hear that and to see it. And I sometimes get letters as to what's happening in different parts of the world. And sometimes I be in tears when I read as to what's happening. But apart from all of what's happening, the good thing about it is that in spite of all of the negativity that we may hear and see, there's positive things also taking place. Now, the fact that Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees, say, listen, you're coming to me desiring a sign from heaven, an indicator, to let you know certain things that's going to take place. But He said, listen, when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather because the sky is red. How did they come to know such things like this if they didn't take the time to study it? I'm getting somewhere here. And if they can spend the time studying the skies, and when the colors in the skies is a different color, it can determine certain type of weather it's coming. You notice when you're outside and before it rains, you can actually smell the rain even before you see the rain fall. Sometimes the skies will get gray and looking gloomy, and sometimes when clouds are forming in the atmosphere, you may not see rain yet, but you keep hanging outside, you're going to start sensing like a coolness in the air. Well, you know they got rain about to come, but you don't know exactly when it's going to take place. And Jesus is letting them know, say, listen, when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather because the sky is red. So you have learned how to distinguish the different types of weather patterns. And just like meteorologists, they could actually look at maps and this kind of stuff. But people, we got to discern the signs that's all around us that Jesus is soon to come. Now, you will look at all what's happening, like I said, in this world. And I want to bring you to Matthew chapter 24, because there's a major sign apart from all the other signs that's happening in this world. Look at Matthew 24, verses 4. Listen to this. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. You have deception in the land greater than ever. You have people that won't spend the time in the Word educating themselves, and they're just running looking for a Word. When you can break open that Bible and get it off the shelf and knock the dust off of it and get you some furniture, polish, whatever, and start reading that Bible so that you won't be taken in by a lot of stuff. Then he said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And sad to say, many people are being taken in by people who claim that the Lord sent them, and they're looking for prophecies. People are being prophesied. You caught what I say. They're being prophesied to rather than prophesied to. And people just grabbing whatever sounds good, and they're running with that, and they're running with nothing. Verse 6, watch this. Matthew 24 and 6. And you shall hear of wars and threats of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, watch, but the end is not yet. Now, the fact that we're hearing about wars and threats of wars actually breaking out, all of that's been happening, people, in the last couple of years. But Jesus is saying, don't be troubled, watch, for these things must take place, but the end ain't yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. Watch this. And there shall be famines. What is a famine? That's a shortage. Shortage of food, shortage of bread, a shortage of water. But the greatest famine I'm seeing is the famine of the word, where people are just ripping and running here and there, going to this, going to that, trying to find out what is God saying today. If you pick up your Bible, you will find out what he's saying. Come on here. I don't knock people, you, God. And listen, let me clear this up in the air. God is using people today as right. But what's sad is that people are running around looking for a word. And sometimes you get the wrong word and you don't know, you run off what you heard, because you won't spend the time to study to show yourself approved unto him. Come on, talk to me here. And notice, famine, shortages. Then he say pestilence. What is a pestilence? It's an infectious, contagious disease. Now, I was doing some reading on that, and there have been pestilence prior to what's happening in the world right now. And I mean in 19, I think it was 1912, they had the Black Death, and then they had the Spanish flu and so forth. You had different pestilence that hit the earth, and the millions of people who lost their lives and stuff. But guess what? Jesus has already told us that these things would take place in this earth we're living in. Then he said earthquakes, watch, in different places. Not just earthquakes where we normally think earthquakes would hit. All these are the beginning or the starting points of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And he said, verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14 is the point I want to get to. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, watch, in all the world for a witness. In spite of all that's happening in this world, the gospel is now getting into places that's been shut for centuries. The gospel now is going into areas where people at first did not want to hear it. Now they're crying out, send us word, send us hope, send us light. And guess what God is doing? God is taking doors off hinges because the gospel has to go into all the world, watch, to be a witness unto all nations, watch, and then shall the end come. And right now as you listen to me, there are doors opening in different parts of the world that at one time people could not hear the word, but God is fixing it so that the gospel is now going into all walks of life, all tongues on the planet, because why? He said it and it has to take place. You see, we must discern the signs of the time and we must get the gospel out even greater, not just different nations, but in communities, in schools, in universities, you name it. We got to get the gospel out because Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom, it shall be preached. It must be preached. People need to hear that Jesus is their answer. And let me pause right here, my friend. We must discern the signs of the time. You're seeing the news. You're picking up the newspaper. All of the things that's happening. You run to one store, they're out of this, they're out of that. Famine, shortages of a lot of stuff on the planet. All of that's happening because Jesus said it would take place. But the greatest part of this time here is the gospel getting to people that don't know Jesus. You're listening to me, my friend. I want you to listen to me real good. Because what's happening on this earth, we have no control over that. You can't do nothing about earthquakes. You can't do nothing about famines. You can't do nothing about pestilence. But it's something you can do. And that's give your life to Jesus Christ if you have not. Because guess what? People are checking out of this life and my heart really burdens for that. People are swapping time for eternity. And I'm constantly praying, asking God to save on this planet. Deliver and set men free. And God is sending his word so that people can know where they will spend eternity, but they must make the choice before they leave this world. Stay tuned for part two of discerning the signs of the times.